The remnants of Hurricane Laura made their way east today. The weather system was downgraded to a tropical depression, but it still is dropping heavy rains and spawning tornadoes across the South. At least 14 people have been killed. Residents are starting the business of recovery, but it is a daunting road ahead. Power could be out for days or weeks for many. Our senior producer Adam Rainey is on the ground in Louisiana with this report.
The noisy din of generators and chainsaws filled the air across southern Louisiana, where the destruction from Hurricane Laura was all around. From the toppled old southern trees to flattened homes, residents who didn't evacuate started the business of cleaning up. Hundreds of thousands of people who were in the storm's path along the Gulf Coast are still without power. And one of the worst hit places was Lake Charles, Louisiana, a city of 78,000 just off the Gulf Coast.
I've never run from a hurricane. This is probably the worst one that I've ever been through.
82-year-old Cecil Morgan has lived here in Lake Charles his entire life. His house survived. The barn he built himself did not.
All I know is it's going to be a job cleaning it up, and I've got to go through it because there's probably a lot of stuff in there that I want to save.
Not far away, Michael Dwayne Ellum was trying to save what he could from his store, Drips and Kicks. The front and back of it were blown off by the high winds of the storm.
Things happen, but we'll get it back on track. Yep, we'll get it back on track.
We don't even have a home to go back to.
Tara Barty showed us photos of how badly her hometown of Lake Charles was damaged. She had to evacuate and stay in a hotel in Lafayette. She's a shift manager to Burger King and was already financially strapped. But this is wiping her out.
We got like 12 people in our party. We don't really have any more cash, and we can't afford to go try to drive to Baton Rouge or New Orleans in the middle of nowhere and don't know who or what or where. So all we're asking is, can someone, Red Cross, FEMA, somebody reach out to come and assist us?
Barty was also very concerned about COVID-19. She's already lost 3 family members to the virus.
I have a senior citizen mother. I have a cancer child, sick cancer child that's up here. And we is really, really in a strict, strict bind right now. So anybody, everybody that's listening, Red Cross, FEMA, somebody, please come give us some type of help, some kind of information, lead us to where we can go at. Because after tonight, it will be our last night and we'll be stuck on the road without any place to go. And right now, we can't afford that.
We met 71-year-old Carol Porter outside her apartment complex. The roof had blown off and the power was out.
Thank God we made it through. He blessed us very well.
She and her neighbors were waiting to be evacuated. The community is mostly retirees and people with disabilities.
I don't know where I'm going to wind up there, you know. And when you retire, you have to live off a pension, and you just can't move anywhere or any way you want to go, so you just have to hold in there and just pray to God that you make it.
Speaking a little while ago with Carol Porter, she says that she, along with other residents from her housing complex, were evacuated to New Orleans last night, some 200 miles from Lake Charles. They don't really know when they're going to be able to go back home. What's being used much less in the wake of Hurricane Laura are large shelters like this one in an arena in Alexandria, Louisiana. This one's run by the American Red Cross. But Louisiana is one of the states hardest hit by COVID-19, and public health officials and evacuees themselves say the last thing they want to do is gather with a lot of people in these congregate shelters. What that means is that people already stretched thin have fewer options as to where to look for shelter. Reporting for the PBS NewsHour, I'm Adam Rainey in Louisiana.